Section 6. Which drugs are covered? Pages 79 to 82. Information about a plan's list of covered drugs, called a formulary, isn't included in this handbook because each plan has its own formulary. Many Medicare drug plans place drugs into different tiers on their formularies. Drugs in each tier have a different cost. For example, a drug in a lower tier will generally cost you less than a drug in a higher tier. In some cases, if your drug is in a higher tier and you're a prescriber, your doctor or other healthcare provider who's legally allowed to write prescriptions thinks you need the drug instead of a similar drug in a lower tier, you or your prescriber can ask your plan for an exception to get a lower coinsurance or copayment for the drug in the higher tier. See page 92 for more information on exceptions. Formularies can be changed by the plan. Your plan will notify you of any formulary changes that affect drugs you're taking. Contact the plan for its current formulary, or visit the plan's website. You can also visit the Medicare Plan Finder at medicare.gov/plan-compare, or call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. Your plan will notify you of any formulary changes. Important: each month that you fill a prescription, your drug plan mails you an explanation of benefits, EOB, notice. Review your notice and check it for mistakes. Contact your plan if you have questions or find mistakes. If you suspect fraud, call the Medicare Drug Integrity Contractor, MEDIC, at 1-877-7-SAFE-RX, 1-877-772-3379. See page 98 for more information about the MEDIC. Plans may have these coverage rules for certain drugs. Prior authorization. You and or your prescriber must contact the drug plan before you can fill certain prescriptions. Your prescriber may need to show that the drug is medically necessary for the plan to cover it. Quantity limits. Limits on how much medication you can get at a time. Step therapy. In most cases, you must try one or more similar, lower-cost drugs before the plan will cover the prescribed drug. Prescription safety checks at the pharmacy, including opioid pain medications. Before your prescriptions are filled, your Medicare drug plan and pharmacy perform additional safety checks, like checking for drug interactions and incorrect dosages. These safety checks also include checking for possible unsafe amounts of opioids, limiting the day's supply of a first prescription for opioids, and use of opioids at the same time as benzodiazepines, commonly used for anxiety and sleep. Opioid pain medications, like oxycodone and hydrocodone, can help with certain types of pain, but have serious risks like addiction, overdose, and death. These risks are increased when opioids are taken with certain other medications, like benzodiazepines. Drug management programs. Some Medicare drug plans have a program in place to help you use these opioids and benzodiazepines safely. If you get opioids from multiple doctors or pharmacies, your plan will contact the doctors who prescribe these drugs to make sure they are medically necessary and that you're using them appropriately. If your Medicare drug plan decides your use of prescription opioids and benzodiazepines may not be safe, the plan will send you a letter in advance. This letter will tell you if the plan will limit coverage of these drugs for you, or if you'll be required to get the prescriptions for these drugs only from a doctor or pharmacy that you select. You and your doctor have the right to appeal these limitations if you disagree with the plan's decision. See page 90. The letter will also tell you how to contact the plan if you have questions or would like to make an appeal. The opioid safety reviews at the pharmacy and the drug management programs generally don't apply to you if you have cancer, getting palliative or end-of-life care, are in hospice, or reside in a long-term care facility. If you or your prescriber believe that one of these coverage rules should be waived, you can ask for an exception. See page 92. If you're prescribed opioids, talk with your doctor about your dosage and the length of time you'll be taking them. You and your doctor may decide later you don't need to take all of your prescription. Talk with your doctor about other options that Medicare covers to treat your pain, like non-opioid medications and devices, physical therapy, individual and group therapy, behavioral health integration services, and more. There also may be other pain treatment options available that Medicare doesn't cover. Never take opioids in greater amounts or more often than prescribed. Safely dispose of unused prescription opioids through your community drug take-back program or your pharmacy mail-back program. For more information on safe and effective pain management in opioid use, visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. Do you get automatic prescription refills in the mail? Some people with Medicare get their prescription drugs by using an automatic refill service that automatically delivers prescription drugs when they're about to run out. To make sure you still need a prescription before they send you a refill, prescription drug plans may offer a voluntary auto-ship program. Contact your plan for more information. Medication Therapy Management, MTM, Program. Plans with Medicare prescription drug coverage must offer additional medication therapy management, MTM, services to plan members who meet certain requirements. Members who qualify can get these MTM services to help them understand how to manage their medications and use them safely. The MTM services offered may vary in some plans. MTM services are free and usually include a discussion with a pharmacist or healthcare provider to review your medications. The pharmacist or healthcare provider may talk with you about how well your medications are working, whether your medications have side effects, if there might be interactions between the drugs you're taking, whether your costs can be lowered, other problems you're having. Visit medicare.gov/plan-compare to get general information about program eligibility for your Medicare drug plan or for other plans that interest you. Contact each drug plan for specific details. How do other insurance and programs work with Part D? Medicaid. If you have Medicare and full Medicaid coverage, Medicare covers your Part D prescription drugs. Medicaid may still cover some drugs that Medicare doesn't cover. Employer or union health coverage. This is health coverage from your spouse's, or other family member's current or former employer or union. If you have prescription drug coverage based on your current or previous employment, your employer or union will notify you each year to let you know if your prescription drug coverage is creditable. Keep the information you get. Call your benefits administrator for more information before making any changes to your coverage. Note: if you join a Medicare drug plan, you, your spouse, or your dependents may lose your employer or union health coverage. COBRA. This is a federal law that may allow you to temporarily keep employer or union health coverage after the employment ends, or after you lose coverage as a dependent of the covered employee. As explained on page 18, there may be reasons why you should take Part B instead of, or in addition to, COBRA coverage. However, if you take COBRA and it includes creditable prescription drug coverage, you'll have a special enrollment period to join a Medicare drug plan without paying a penalty when the COBRA coverage ends. Talk with your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP, to see if COBRA is a good choice for you. See pages 109 through 112 for the phone number. Medicare Supplement Insurance, Medigap, policy with prescription drug coverage. You may choose to join a Medicare drug plan because most Medigap drug coverage isn't creditable, and you may pay more if you join a drug plan later. See pages 77 through 78. Medigap policies can no longer be sold with prescription drug coverage, but if you have drug coverage under a current Medigap policy, you can keep it. If you join a Medicare prescription drug plan, tell your Medigap insurance company so they can remove the prescription drug coverage under your Medigap policy and adjust your premiums. Call your Medigap insurance company for more information. Note: Keep any creditable prescription drug coverage information you get from your plan. You may need it if you decide to join a Medicare drug plan later. Don't send creditable coverage letters or certificates to Medicare. How does other government insurance work with Part D? The types of insurance listed below are all considered creditable prescription drug coverage, and in most cases, it will be to your advantage to keep this coverage if you have it. Federal Employee Health Benefits, FEHB, program. This is health coverage for current and retired federal employees and covered family members. FEHB plans usually include prescription drug coverage, so you don't need to join a Medicare drug plan. However, if you decide to join a Medicare drug plan, you can keep your FEHB plan, and in most cases, the Medicare plan will pay first. For more information, visit opm.gov/healthcare-insurance/healthcare, or call the Office of Personnel Management at 1-888-767-6738. TTY users can call 1-800-878-5707. If you're an active federal employee, contact your benefits officer. Visit apps.opm.gov/albo for a list of benefits officers. You can also call your plan if you have questions. Veterans Benefits. This is health coverage for veterans and people who have served in the U.S. military. You may be able to get prescription drug coverage through the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, program. You may join a Medicare prescription drug plan, but if you do, you can't use both types of coverage for the same prescription at the same time. For more information, visit va.gov or call the VA at 1-800-878-5707. TTY users can call 1-800-829-4833. TRICARE, Military Health Benefits. This is a health care plan for active duty service members, military retirees, and their families. Most people with TRICARE who are entitled to Part A must have Part B to keep TRICARE prescription drug benefits. If you have TRICARE, you don't need to join a Medicare prescription drug plan. However, if you do, your Medicare prescription drug plan pays first, and TRICARE pays second. If you join a Medicare Advantage plan with prescription drug coverage, your Medicare Advantage plan and TRICARE may coordinate their benefits if your Medicare Advantage plan network pharmacy is also a TRICARE network pharmacy. Otherwise, you can file your own claim to get paid back for your out-of-pocket expenses. For more information, visit tricare.mil or call the TRICARE Pharmacy Program at 1-877-363-1303. TTY users can call 1-877-540-6261. Indian Health Service, IHS. The IHS is the primary health care provider to the American Indian or Alaska Native Medicare population. The Indian health care system, consisting of tribal, urban, and federally operated IHS health programs, delivers a spectrum of clinical and preventive health services through a network of hospitals, clinics, and other entities. Many Indian health facilities participate in the Medicare prescription drug program. If you get prescription drugs through an Indian health facility, you'll continue to get drugs at no cost to you, and your coverage won't be interrupted. Joining a Medicare drug plan may help your Indian health facility, because the drug plan pays the Indian health facility for the cost of your prescriptions. Talk to your local Indian health benefits coordinator who can help you choose a plan that meets your needs, and tell you how Medicare works with the Indian healthcare system. Note, if you're getting care through an IHS or tribal health facility or program without being charged, you can continue to do so for some or all of your care. Getting Medicare doesn't affect your ability to get services through the IHS and tribal health facilities.